pushing aside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the Wednesday, January 4th edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And guess what? I'm going to make an outrageous and bold prediction this hour that should shock and amaze a lot of you. Late yesterday afternoon, King World News published an interview they held yesterday with John Embry of Sprout Asset Management. And as you know, and as I've said many times before, there are a handful of people I have a great deal of respect within the gold and silver industry. Besides James Turk, Bill Bonner, and many others, John Embry has to be on top of my list for not only people I have a great deal of respect for, but also because he has been right more often than he's been wrong when it comes to predicting gold and silver prices. So when I saw this report yesterday, I had to smile. Because many years ago, in Republic Trading Group's infancy, I used to have a weekly guest on this very program. His name was Al Martin, and Al Martin made what was then an outrageous prediction. We'll have that for you when we return.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack, When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. Can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness, foolish things. Shame the king.
Flip side for this Wednesday. So what was that outrageous statement that Al Martin made? And I believe the year was 2005. Al Martin came on this very program and told me in no uncertain terms, Robbie, you will never see $400 gold again ever. Well, guess what? Al Martin was right. And we have never seen $400 gold since he made that statement. Yesterday, John Embry, in an interview with King World News, told Eric King in no uncertain terms, gold will not trade below $1,500 ever again. And I had to bust up laughing when I read that. Because that's a pretty bold statement to make. And I guess only time will tell whether John Embry was correct in his prediction that we will never see $1,500 gold again. Well, I'm also going to make a prediction this hour. And that is simply this. Do not discount the real probability that at some point in the not too distant future, silver will be trading above $1,000 an ounce. And before we get into justifying that statement, let me just give you a quick rundown on how the financial markets are doing. Dow higher by 18 points at 12,416. NASDAQ up barely 2 points at 2,651. U.S. dollar recovering from its sell-off yesterday, higher by 45 basis points. U.S. dollar index at 80.09. Crude oil still above $100. Higher by 21 cents at 103.17. And while we're going to be in the predicting business, it seems with a high degree of probability that sometime over the next 6 months there will be a military confrontation in the Middle East with Iran that ultimately is going to send the price of crude oil way above $200 a barrel, which means when it gets to that level, gas in the U.S. is going to be anywhere from $7 to $10 a gallon. Gold currently trading higher by $9.50 at $16.14. Silver weaker by 54 cents at $29.27. Platinum weaker by $11 at $14.25. And palladium or 15 at $6.55. Miners off slightly on the day. XAU weaker by 27 basis points. XAU currently sitting at 189.02. Now, to justify a lot of things that I'm going to tell you about in this hour, you can find corresponding stories posted on my website at robbynoel.com. Bill Gross out with his predictions that I'm surprised they didn't cover on CNBC, because obviously CNBC likes the comfort zone of denial. But anyway, Bill Gross is warning of a financial market implosion and the end of economic life as we know it. It is a extensive piece, but Bill Gross is concerned that some event in the future is going to turn things towards what he calls the new paranormal. And if you remember from a few years ago, PIMCO issued a similar report called The New Normal. Then our friends in Canada at Bullion Bulls Canada has an interesting article about the fraud that is taking place in U.S. Treasury markets. And in order to fully understand this article, you've got to understand the the events that are going on in the bond market. And as he says, spending as much time as I do working with the land of fraud, I never thought I'd see myself using the phrase maximum fraud to describe any U.S. market. Each time I thought I'd witnessed the apex of human fraud within a matter of weeks or perhaps months, I would witness some even more extreme outrage. One should never underestimate Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and whenever the subject turns to fraud and deceit, this is the same man who told the world day after day that the U.S. had a Goldilocks economy when U.S. markets and house prices would keep on going up forever. And at the very peak of the man-made Wall Street housing bubble, this is the same man who then promised the world again and again that the U.S. economy would experience a soft landing. And that was even after the gigantic real estate bubble burst. And yes, this is the same man who's also announced more exit strategies than Harry Houdini. Another article I posted specifically for the benefit of Renee in North Carolina, Bill Bonner from the Daily Reckoning has a very insightful piece entitled, Is Gold Washed Up? And he gives some strategies we should be employing in order to ensure ourselves against a coming financial disaster. And as he concludes his article, after explaining his strategy, he says, my strategy may or may not pay off in 2012. But gold is insurance against financial disaster, and one is coming. And he is absolutely correct about that. You don't have to be a financial wizard to figure that one out. We'll have more when we return.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year. With the blood and the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
To the flip side. So what are the probabilities for $200 oil in the next few months? Anecdotal evidence says those probabilities are better than 50-50. If there are any members of the U.S. military listening to me who are thankful that the president has ended military involvement in Iraq, don't get too comfortable at home because you're about to be redeployed. You are going to Israel. The U.S. military is preparing a massive military campaign against Iran. It will be sending thousands of American troops, warships, and weaponry to Israel. According to Global Research, an unnamed source said military deployment of U.S. anti-missile ships and accompanying support personnel will occur sometime this month. Commander of the U.S. 3rd Air Force based in Germany, Lieutenant General Frank Gorenk, said it is not just an exercise, but a deployment. He was quoted as saying that in the Jerusalem Post. Washington and Tel Aviv have planned to hold what they call the largest ever joint military exercise this spring. High-level U.S. commandos visited Israel 2 weeks ago to confirm details for the deployment of several thousand American soldiers to Israel. The U.S. general also visited one of Israel's three Iron Dome anti-missile outposts. The Israel Air Force has announced plans to deploy a fourth Iron Drone system in coming months. While U.S. troops will be stationed in Israel for an unspecified amount of time, Israeli military personnel will be added to the United States European Command in Germany. A U.S. analyst, Robert Perry, said the documentary evidence is pointing towards a massive U.S. deployment to Israel. This morning, many thought that crude oil would once again get another major bump, as it did yesterday with a $4 a barrel increase when the European Union signed on to the U.S.-led Iranian sanctions. So, my friends, here we are once again faced with a distinct probability of another military confrontation. And John Daly reporting for, not the golfer, reporting for ETF Daily News says, or asks the question, is a war imminent in the Straits of Hormuz? And will we be looking at $200 a barrel oil? You got to put this together with the U.S.'s recently announced sale of F-16s to Saudi Arabia, and how the president was quick to not only announce this large sale, but remind everybody that it also represented employment for 50,000 U.S. workers who were going to build 116 F-16s. America is a war-based economy. We have a better than a 50-50 shot of going to war with Iran. The fact that the U.S. is run by the Zionists is neither here nor there. When we return, I'll make the argument for $1,000 silver after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
When your love has moved away, you must face yourself and you must say, I remember better days.
To the flip side on this Wednesday. Now, unlike John Embry, I'm not going to tell you that you will never see $20 silver ever again. But I will tell you that as I do more research, the probability for a $1,000 silver is becoming more and more apparent in light of everything that we currently know. Massive printing of fiat currencies, not only in the U.S., but in Europe. The high likelihood of a military confrontation with Iran. And so, as the folks from Global Investments say, when we look at silver, in 2011, it was both an amazing and disappointing year for silver. And obviously, the people that were most disappointed were those who bought silver during the April highs when silver almost reached $50 an ounce. However, what these investors need to remember is that not too long ago, people were fretting over changes in prices of 10 cents or less. Not too far down the road, the difference between $29 silver and $50 silver will also seem to be rather minimal. In observing previous silver bull cycles, such as the last one which climaxed in 1980, we can gain a better understanding of what to expect this time around. In 1966, silver was being sold at $1.29 an ounce. In January of 1980, silver peaked at $48.70 an ounce. That is a massive increase of 3,675%. However, comparing the 1970s silver bull market with that of the 2011-2012 only gives us a minimal window into what we can begin to expect. As this time, and this is important, the silver market today is open to the world at large, unlike it was in 1980. The silver market pretty much was restricted to Western Europe and North America. This time around, the silver market is not restricted to these two Western countries. And furthermore, you have to understand that populations around the world have much more of an investor mindset than people did in the 1970s. And for this very reason, we can find many more millionaires and billionaires around the world today than we could back then. The approximate tenfold increase of monetary base of the world's reserve currency will also play an important part in determining silver's ultimate price, as will the fact that silver prices have been suppressed for such a long period of time. However, the most important factor in the future unleashing of silver's true price discovery mechanism will be the fact that a large portion of the silver that existed during the 1970s period has either been used up or thrown away in landfills through decades of industrial, medical, and electronic applications. We will most likely never see that silver ever again. If we take a look at the 1980 inflation rate and adjusted for today's present U.S. government official CPI calculation method, today's official inflation adjusted price of silver should be $142 an ounce. So, my friends, I submit to you it. $29 an ounce, silver is a bargain. Now, obviously, to validate or to give a good argument for $1,000 silver, we have to take into account of the gold and silver ratio. Historically, the gold-silver ratio standard has always been 16 to 1, which means you will be able to purchase 1 ounce of gold with 16 ounces of silver. Now, also understand that there's actually more gold than silver on the earth at this time due to industrial consumption. And it's very conceivable that silver could overshoot its historically monetary ratio and reach a number of 8, 9, or 10 to 1. And although there has usually been between 12 to 16 times more available silver than gold, presently there is more gold than silver. And so when we take into account, and as we pointed out yesterday, the amount of silver and gold that is held by GLD and SLV, it is completely out of whack with what is being produced by gold and silver mines on an annual basis. So, if we can make an argument for $10,000 gold, and because of supply-demand imbalances, we can see a gold-silver ratio returning to 10 to 1, that, my friends, would put silver at $1,000 an ounce. Now, I know there's some out there saying, Robbie, you must be drinking some of that bad water down there in Baja. But as we pointed out before, it does seem highly likely that the Obama administration is looking to America's war-based economy in salvaging the U.S. economy from another Great Depression. And if the U.S. Does have a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, there's no question Iran's going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz as it has threatened to do over the last few weeks. Then, my friends, would be the catalyst for $200 a barrel oil. That would also be the catalyst for sending inflation to historical high levels. And it seems pretty clear to me that Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve, together with his cohorts of European central banks, that their only solution to the current economic crisis is to print more and more fiat currencies. Well, as we pointed out previously, unlike the silver bull market of the 70s, where that market was relegated to Western Europe and North American citizens primarily, today's world is a whole different place. As we also illustrated yesterday, China has committed itself to purchasing future production of gold miners around the world. China also announced it is not exporting any of its silver, period. And so when you look at the Asian population that are very aware of the West's proclivity to print money, or to print prosperity, as some would like to argue, they realize that the only real money out there, because they have gone through more booms and busts than you can shake a stick at, they don't have to be convinced that another one is inevitable if everything they own is tied to either a European or an American currency. And access to physical silver and gold has never been as open in Asia as it is today. So not only are we dealing, and I guess this is the bottom line, not only are we dealing with what looks like the inevitability of continued fiscal irresponsibility in the U.S. and in Europe, but we are dealing with a commodity that not only is in short supply, but is also trying to come to grips with growing demand, which also leads me back to an interesting news release a week ago by the U.S. Mint. After the disaster of the past few years, where they completely miscalculated the demand for gold and silver eagles, that they had to make a statement to reassure the market that the mint now has adequate supplies to meet current demand by U.S. investors for gold and silver eagles. You have to ask yourself, why would the mint want to reassure people that they have adequate supplies? Are they that embarrassed over failing to see this over the last few years? As I said, you can find links to many of these things we are talking about today on my website at robinhull.com. The fraud that's been uncovered in the U.S. Treasury market. Richard Russell talking about how unemployment, without question, is going to rise to 25% in the U.S. Bill Gross from PIMCO warning of a financial market implosion and the end of economic life as we know it. The imminent war with Iran. And another couple of articles thrown in just for good measure. We'll take this break and be right back.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The flip side for this Wednesday, January the 4th, Michael Pinto of Pinto Portfolio Strategies gave his take today on crude oil and the fact that crude oil prices have broken out from below $100 and what he thinks the implications are going forward. He's quoted as saying, "I believe that not only is the European currency being massively depreciated, but I believe the price of oil rising and breaking out on a technical basis is a presage to the beginning of QE3 starting in the second quarter of 2012. The other half of the equation is if you listen to the former prime minister and current defense minister of Israel, he is very clear that in the next 2 to 3 quarters, there's going to be some type of military action against nuclear facilities in Iran. I think the price of oil has the potential to reach $150 to $200 a barrel in 2012, especially if Iran closes off the Straits of Hormuz. 30% of all sea-bound traffic goes through the strait. They can close it off, and oil can go to $200 a barrel very easily. And this would be very devastating to an American consumer whose real wages are falling. And basically, he goes on to point out that U.S. consumers would be left without any discretionary cash if the price of gasoline even goes to $4 a gallon, let alone if it goes to $7 or $8 a gallon. Well, as I like to say after each show of late, I hope I didn't depress you too much. But these are the facts, my friends. Anyway, stand by for Vincent and Prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. And we'll do this again tomorrow.